So, Monsignor, let's open up our phone lines to you and our listening audience. Spiritual dryness. How's your prayer life going? We hope it's going well, but if it's not, if you're struggling, and maybe you're going through some dryness right now, but if you'd like to join us, here's our line into the studio, toll-free, 888-914-9149. So, Monsignor, get us started. Spiritual dryness. What are we talking about?
I think it may mean different things for different people, but from my perspective, it's feeling unattached or not on fire with God, or maybe even a disconnect with Him, that we feel dry, we don't feel inspired to pray. It's like the long dog days of summer in Central Texas. You just don't feel like praying, or you don't feel so prayerful, you don't feel so moved, you know. And that's that dryness, or many people describe it, they feel like that God is not there for them. That he went off, he's not listening, he got distracted or something like that, and pretty much it is passing. You know, I kind of think it's just our human moods, and we kind of judge maybe what God is, or he is with us, or is he nearby, and of course that, you know, like that prayer, footsteps in the sand. Mm. You know, we may not feel him there, but he's always there. You know,
yeah, and then, Monsignor, is the danger then that we go through a bad time, whatever we want to call it, whatever that might mean to each one of us in terms of this dryness, or the, as you talk about, this disconnect or being unattached from God, mm-hmm. that we then give up. We give up on God. That, oh, he's not there, and you know what? I'm just going to quit that.
We get lazy. I think sometimes we may be always looking for some spiritual high. And you know, and it, we can't really judge our spirituality and according to our emotional state, you know, not at all. And you think any relationship goes through a dryness, you know, kind of taking a rest, a sabbatical, and then these are short rests, and then it comes back strong, you know. And I think besides number one, we have to use prayer, but you know, we can be inspired by someone's life story, you know. Mm. When you least expect it.
Yeah.
I heard a lady give a great talk, and I said, wow, that was one of the best talks I've heard in a long time. I include my own sermons, too.
That must have been really good, right?
Well, it was just, yeah, a very personal relationship. She wakes up in the morning talking to God. Her house had burned a year before, and saying, Lord, I don't know what you want me for, but I'm here, and I know you're with me. It was just very inspirational.
Yeah. Monsignor Don Sawyer, our spiritual director, talking about spiritual dryness today on The Inner Life. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us and your experience of spiritual dryness. And maybe the other part of that question is, how did you get out of it? Or in fact, maybe you're still going through it. But if you'd like to join us on the program, toll free into the studio, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. And should we make the point here, Monsignor, that when we're going through some tough times in our prayer life and maybe labeling it spiritual dryness, that we're not alone, that to some degree all of us at some time do go through this?
It's normal, you know, and I would tell anyone, don't be alarmed, you know. God is still with you. That's the bottom line of it. He's still with you, and you go through it, and you come out of it, you know. It's taking a rest, maybe a little rest or pull back, but or if you ever watched a candle burning, Chuck, and there's little particles, impurities, and it floats like at the bottom, and it goes up to the wick, and then the heat of the flame propels it back out, and it continues to cycle back and forth. And I think this is us.
Hmm.
Interesting imagery.
Yeah, it really is. What a beautiful image that is. So is that part of what happens to us, that we're in some ways in these dry moments of our prayer life being purified? We're being challenged to grow a bit, recognizing that God really is in the midst of this when it looks like maybe he's not.
I kind of like to think it is. You know, it's our human excuse me, our frailness, you know, that's what does it, you know. And I think so much maybe we're always going and doing instead of just being. And that's when we owe it to ourselves, you know, to take time off, go sit if we're able to sit long enough under a tree, watch the nature goes by, that's what really life is about, enjoying friends and family and taking time for ourselves. None of us take enough time for ourselves. You know, I think as Americans, we pick up that Puritan sense of work, work, work. And if you're so-called idle, as many in a lot of countries do, they take time, and we think it's the devil's workshop, you know, from the Puritans' idea. But no, our value is that we are beings, we exist, we're children of God, and not that we have to produce or make so much money, you know? We put a price tag on even our lives, our productivity.
And then, Monsignor, the question I have is that when we're going through these difficult times in our prayer life, when it's dry or whatever the label again we want to put on this, is this the kind of thing we bring to God? That, where are you, Lord? Why are things so dry for me? Why don't I see you more clearly? Are those are really honest and very real questions, aren't they?
Oh, they're very valid, and maybe that's the bottom. What it's like feeling hunger. What we're feeling is actually a hunger more for God in our lives. And maybe we hadn't been eating, which means praying enough. You know, it's that human. It was St. Paul says, you know, the whole creation groans until the day of salvation. And we had that emptiness in us, and oftentimes we think we're going to go shopping in a new dress or a new gizmo, a tool will fill that emptiness in us, and it may for a short, very short time, and we move on to something with it, still that hunger, trying to feed the hunger, and only in God are we fed.
Monsignor Don Sawyer, our spiritual director, if you'd like to join us on the program, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Spiritual dryness, what's your experience of that? Stay with us, that and much more when The Inner Life continues.